This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Now it's that showbiz introduction. Joining me in the studio is Sylvia Kent, who is a freelance columnist, author, and her features have appeared in national, regional magazines and online journals. Her 10th book, Barking in Dagenham from Old Photographs, is selling well. And Sylvia is also a keen blogger and has up to 262,000 page views currently at the moment. Colin Payne has been writing for many years for travel magazines, along with writing many short stories. His first novel, Dot's Legacy, was published last October, and his new book, which will be the follow-up to Dot's Legacy, will be coming out this summer, although he says he will have to stop travelling a little bit to finish it. So, very good morning to both of my guests.
Hello.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you both. Now, Sylvia, you've been really, really busy for you. We'll start with, in fact, the Essex Book Festival, because you've been rushed off your feet for ages.
Yes. Well, not more than Ros Green, whom you... met last month.
Oh, she's fab.
Isn't she?
She's lovely.
Yes.
Her sense of style is amazing.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Love her boots, don't you?
Yeah, she looks great.
She'd come all the way from Southwold or somewhere that morning, so great for that. Yes, we've had a very busy month. Lots and lots of appearances of different people. Radical Essex now, really, I think. That's what we can say. We've had Jenny Murray from Woman's Hour. She was on Saturday at the Anglia Ruskin University. And, people all over. I'm sure most listeners have read the booklets that are put out by the library. And it's been lovely. Each year is different.
Yeah.
I've been there from the start, about 16, 17 years. So... And I just love being a patron. It's lovely. Reading groups now.
Yep.
They're still going great guns. Never been more popular. Around 700 different groups all the way through Essex. And it's a large county, isn't it?
Mm.
And my latest book there, I got from there, is The Guernsey Literary Society and Potato Skin Pie.
Ooh.
Sounds a weird, weird old book,
yep.
But it's fascinating. It's about the Germans on Guernsey, and it's written in lesser form to the woman's publisher and back, and all the activities. Fabulous. I'm only halfway through, so I can't really tell you that much about it, but Mary Ann Shafter is the author.
Hmm.
So they're going on well. So the book festival has been lovely. Oh, Jenny Murray's book is A History of Britain in 21 Women. And she's chosen people like Boudicca or Boadicea, which was one of mine in my book, and Mary Wollstonecraft and so many, many others. And again, it's all to do with feminism. But a very good read. That's coming to me next week. Brentwood Writers' Circle going great guns again in our 76th year. Now, my friend Colin, who's sitting alongside me, is one of our newer members, and we're very lucky that he's coming to us. He plays his part. And we have a brilliant newsletter put together by Julie Gowers. Every month she publishes it, and all our members appear in it with photos, and I've left a copy for you.
Lovely.
And Society of Women Writers, still going well, 123 years in Britain, probably the oldest continuous group. Yes, but we're here to talk about Colin.
So very lovely to meet you, Colin. We've had a little chat off air, a little bit. So, Colin, if we start, before we go into talking about the book, if we talk about your early life, you work for the Met Police, but you've also been involved in marketing throughout your career as well. Tell us about the police.
Oh, well, the police was leaving school, and I decided I did not want to go to university, despite doing my A-levels. And much against my parents' wishes, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Had enough of exams. And I've always had motorbikes, so I went to work for the Met Police as a motorcycle mechanic and had a couple of years there, which was very interesting because we were right next to the police college at Hendon, so we met up with a lot of what was going on there. And then I went into sales and marketing, but it was industrial marketing, so it was company to company, not not to the public.
Yeah.
And I did 25 years at that, working both here and in France, because it was an international company.
And you've also been a local councillor. Are you still a local councillor now?
No. When I was 65, I gave that up. I did it for... Well, I've been involved in politics since I was about 18. Mm. And I joined the party in Hampstead, where I lived then. I joined the youth group, which was immediately closed down.
I wonder why.
And I rejoined when I came to Basildon. But yes, I was a councillor for many years and was involved with it. But when I was 65, I said, that's it. Mm. Done enough, let the youngsters take over.
Yeah, it'd be quite a tough job when you're trying to do your best, when you have limited resources and things like that.
Yeah, it is. Most of my... obviously, a lot of people come to me about housing problems and things like that. They're the most difficult ones to solve. But most of what I did on the council when I was lead on... regeneration. So I was trying to move the council, because it's strange, the council works sort of this 3-year financial period, so they look 3 years ahead and no one looks much further ahead, and I was trying to get them to look 30 years ahead, because I said, you know, Basildon as an area is expanding, it's got these assets, these problems and so on and so forth. We have to look where we're going in the future, and we have to look at who else is a competitor, and believe it or not, the biggest competitor at that time really was both Southend and Cambridge, for different reasons. But unless you start thinking 30 years ahead, you really are not going to put in place the proper policies in 3 years.
How old were you when you actually started writing? Is that something you did from being very, very young, or as you got older it was something that interested you?
Well, I was probably my... late teens when I started writing very short stories, and they were very short, but they were just for friends and things like that. And but after that I tended to go into the travel, because I enjoyed driving around. I've got a motorhome, I've had motorhomes for about 40 odd years.
I'm so jealous. I love the American ones, the big American homes. They're the ones I sort of go, oh.
It's all right if you're in America.
Yeah. Not so much
in Britain,
on the roads
you
here.
You can drive up the motorways, but you can't get off the motorway for those things, because you can't.
And in Sainsbury's, can you imagine? We had one for 5 years and loved it, but again, you know, we had to pack everything in. When we went off to get the shopping and that sort of thing.
Not a very good bit of parking. So did you first start, was your first trip abroad to France with your work? Is that where you kind of got your travel bug from?
No. I actually went with my wife. Neither of us had been abroad. This was in the time when there wasn't the tunnel.
Yeah.
So you went on the train down to Dover. You then went across, or to Folkestone at that time, then you went across on the boat. Then you caught another train the other side to get to Paris. Mm. Paris was a revelation, but I was born in London, so I was used to big cities. But it was a revelation, because it's much smaller than London, but much more compact.
Oh, yes.
So, that was where I think the love started. I've always loved Paris.
And where has been, and I know you do photography, and we're just going to cover that in a second, where in the world would you say is, you know, your top three destinations that you've just thought are wonderful?
I haven't been that far. Although I love travelling, it's all been in Europe.
Yeah.
So, no, I haven't been to Australia, America and so on and so forth. I might like to, but...
A bit of a long journey, though, really, isn't it?
It's a long old journey. Yeah. And to be honest, what we do is we book the tunnel and nothing else.
Yeah.
We get in the van, we go down to the tunnel, we go through the tunnel, we look at what the weather's going to be like in Germany, Holland, France or wherever, and where it's nice... We drive to.
Yeah.
And that's how we
drive. I like that. I like the sound of that. So photography, is that something you started doing when you were younger? Or
Yes. When I was about 12, I had a box camera. Mm. And funnily enough, when I got onto 35mm cameras, we really got into it, my friends and myself. We had a photography club at school, so we had a dark room and so on and so forth. And we used to keep all the transparent, all the film, because we used to buy big cans of it and then break it up between us so that we could put it into cassettes. Mm. And I took so many photographs then, which I never saw, because I could develop them, but I couldn't afford to print them. And 2 years ago, I got all my negatives out, 5,000 black and white negatives, and put them all up on the computer. And I found pictures of my kids I have never seen.
Oh, yeah. It must have been wonderful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful hobby.
Mm. Yeah. Now, travel writing. So I know there's lots and lots of travel writers, and it's really interesting. And also, when you read them, you sort of go, oh, I might go there because they've made it sound so nice.
So exciting.
Or they've made it sound so not so nice. So how did you get into doing the travel writing?
It was really a combination of taking the kids away, because they were so funny when we went to places. Things happened, you know. I mean, I remember one day they said, oh, we can't go. They ran ahead and they came back and said, we can't go over there. There's lions. Oh. We said, there's lions? That's ridiculous. We walked up there and there was all this snuffling amongst the bushes and one thing another near the motorhome. And we said, well, get in quick and we'll have a look. And it was pigs. So kids do all these things. Yeah. So although I do a bit of my travel writing, it's not about necessary places, it's about experiences.
And that's the best thing. It intrigues you, doesn't it? And the editors love it because you'll be asked again.
We're joined by writer Colin Payne, who's here to talk about his book called Dot's Legacy. Now, we've already heard about his motorhome. We're all jealous of that. Also, his photography and travel writing as well. Worked as a local councillor. And talking about Dot's Legacy, how long has it taken you to do it?
I wrote this book 10 years ago. And at that time, it was a question of just writing it because I felt I needed to. And I was doing a job, I was working for Mori, the market research people.
Yep.
And with Mori, very often I was interviewing people in the morning and in the evening, and I had this great lump of day when I wasn't doing anything. So I had my motorhome, I had tea, coffee and all the rest of it, and a little laptop, and I started writing. And I wrote this whole book in one summer. But at that time, it was a question of sending it off to someone and waiting 3 months and waiting off for again. And in the end, I got fed up with it and I stuck it in a drawer. And 3 years ago, I joined the Basden Writers Group and they persuaded me to get it out and read a bit there. And I discovered what rubbish it was. No, there was a good story, but I hadn't put it together right. And I learned so much in that time.
Yeah.
And I rewrote the whole thing, moved it all around and so on. And in the end, because you can now self-publish through CreateSpace and Amazon, I decided I was getting too old to wait for 6 months for this and 6 months for that. I'd do it myself. So I self-published. And I'm pleased with the result because I've got a lot of five-star reviews. But the marketing is hard.
It's very, very hard.
Yeah. Did you have to go through and edit the book? Because you said you kind of rewrote it from when it was 10 years ago. Because that always interests me when you've got the product and then do you have to give it to somebody else maybe to edit, or did you do all that yourself?
No, I did what I could myself and then I gave it to somebody else and said, can you edit it? Who is another writer.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'll have a go. It's not my thing, but we'll have a go. And she went through it, and page after page, I found mistakes. I'd left a comma out here, or exclamation mark out there, or hyphen, and stuff like that. So there was an awful lot of that sort of thing that went through it. And when I thought, you know, we've gone far enough, we've got to get it out there, that was it. But the next one...
Oh, we haven't talked about what the book's about.
Oh, we haven't talked about
that. That's true.
Don't leave them in suspense, Colin.
Right, okay. It's situated in Essex. It starts in 2015, and it really encompasses a one-year period. And Dot, who is the name on the cover, has died at the beginning of this. And Dot was a very feisty lady who took over a park, which she thought was a private park, but it turned out to be a park which had 10 years left on it of public access, so she had to have the public in there. And what Dot did, her legacy, was not the park that she handed over to her nephew, it was the people in the park and the atmosphere of the park and the way that she built up communities within the park. And so when these new couple came in, Reese and Anne, who knew nothing about it until it was left to them, they were thinking, well, we'll sell it. And when they went there and discovered just how deep this feeling was about Dot and the other things, they went on to it and they stayed with it. But it's a bit of a romp. It's a hilarious romp, yeah. I hope, through their life in this first year. And it's a bit of a love story because they were together, but they stay together. And it's not a, oh, it's on and off, but they're on all the time. Mm. But you can see the love deepening as it goes through.
Who would play them if you were to put a film together? Who would play the two main characters?
Are they based on anyone you know?
No. I found great difficulty with the two main characters because I don't know the younger actors.
Oh, no, it could be anybody. Cary Grant or anybody from that sort of era. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, that's too... He's more normal than that.
Oh, Michael Caine? You mean Michael Caine?
Yeah, Michael Caine could probably do it.
Yeah.
And Anne, I don't know. She's got to be very, very feisty. So she's going to be... perhaps you know more than I do about these actors as to who would do it. But Dot.
Was she Dorothy, really?
She was Dorothy really. But everyone knew her as Dot.
Good old
Dotty.
Dot.
Yes.
Who did the lady in the van?
Oh.
Yes, I can think of who
she is. An Essex lady, actually, born in Ilford.
Yeah.
Maggie Smith. Maggie, if you're listening and you want to get involved, maybe... So the next book you've got coming out in the summer...
Yes. What's this?
This is the following. Really, it's the next year. And they're also, at the end of the first book, there is a twist, which obviously I can't tell you. But it leads into quite a change of style for the first part of the book, and then it's a different type of love story for somebody else. Mm. And it's also hopefully funny as well, because these people get up to all sorts of things in the park.
Yep.
But
it's not rude, is it?
In no way is it rude. But I'm also, I needed to spread the action away from just the park in Essex. Mm. So believe it or not, Rhys and Anne have bought a very old motorhome.
Oh. I like it.
Because the thing is, when you speak to people and they say, I'm going to write a book, sometimes they might sit down and I'm going to write a murder. But you've never worked in the police, so therefore you've got no idea. But they always say, write about things that you know. Yeah, so you would have such a wealth of experience of all the things that have happened to you
that happen on campsites.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yes.
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 Yeah. We won't go into that, just in case. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Colin. Now, if people want to get hold of the book, it's Dot's Legacy, and it's available on Amazon.
Yes, Kindle edition, which is $1.99.
Oh.
Same as a cup of coffee, but will last you a lot longer. It's actually in paperback as well, with a lovely illustration.
Oh, very nice.
I love it. I love the yellow.
It's $6.75, so it's not going to break the bank that either.
Lovely to meet you. Really interesting. And I'm very jealous of that motorhome as well. And nice to see you, Sylvia.
Yes,
I know you've been
exhausted
rushing around with the
book
festival.
Well, it'll be easier next month.
Who have you got to say hello to? Who's listening?
Elizabeth, Liz in Denver.
Hello, Liz.
She gets it. All the writers in the Society of Women Writers all over Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also Brentwood Writers Circle.
Yes.
I know, our very, very favourite group.
Lovely. And Blogspot, if people want to find out more about you.
Yes. Why are they bothering to look? But they do, quite a lot of them. So it's www.sylviakent.blogspot.co. UK.
Lovely. Okay, just coming up to 11:56. Here is...